Edmund McWilliams was the political secretary to the US Embassy in Indonesia from 1996 to 1999. After retiring from the State Department in 2001, he began doing pro bono work with human rights groups in Indonesia. He was interviewed by the FBI in relation to the Tamika killings, along with Papuan witnesses. He too says he handed a copy of the initial police report to the FBI agents, but he told The Wire they didn't seem interested, despite the report containing what he believed to be very compelling evidence of Indonesian military involvement.
Well, there's a great deal within the police report, and also, I might add, from independent human rights organization reporting that was done to assist the FBI that points to military involvement. I think among the more important points that appear to me significant enough to warrant FBI interest and attention was the attempt at the very early stage of the TNI, the Indonesian military, to cover up their involvement. Specifically, they produced a corpse which they alleged had been one of the people involved in the attack. Forensic investigation indicated, however, the man who they alleged they had shot as he was escaping from the scene, in fact, had died well before the incident took place. It's interesting that that killing has never been investigated.
So what could be a possible explanation for the FBI not taking seriously the evidence handed to them in the original police report? Edmund McWilliams.
At the same time that the FBI was pursuing this investigation, the Bush administration was working very hard to develop military-to-military relations with the Indonesian military. There had been, for over a decade, congressionally imposed constraints on the relationship between the two militaries. Essentially, U.S. congressional constraints were aimed at requiring that the Indonesian military execute reforms, particularly in the form of ending human rights abuse, submitting itself to Indonesian courts for past abuse, ending corruption within the military. These constraints imposed by Congress had prevented the administration from moving forward with that military-to-military relationship. So the possibility of Indonesian military involvement in this latest August 30th, 2002 incident, in which Americans were killed, obviously would be a great problem for the U.S. administration in arguing to Congress that that military-to-military relationship ought to be expanded. I think in that sense, the administration was determined that there would be no outcome to this investigation that would enable those of us who have opposed military-to-military relations to be successful on the Hill.
But not everyone believes the FBI investigation was flawed. Patsy Spear is the widow of Rick Spear, one of the US citizens killed in the attack, and she was wounded twice in the ambush. She expressed full confidence in the FBI investigation and the trial process that convicted the Papuans.
Well, the case is still open here in the United States. The FBI have told me that if there's more evidence, that they are willing to follow it. And so if there is more evidence, I hope that people will bring it to the FBI so that they can issue more indictments if the evidence is warranted.
So what's your feeling about the conduct and the outcome of the trial?
The sentences that were given to Wamong and the other six men were warranted and just because of the evidence presented in court. And the defense team and the defendants had ample opportunity to bring forth any evidence disputing what was taking place in the courtroom.
The spokesperson for the Indonesian Embassy in Australia, Dino Kusnadi, also said the case had been settled in the courts and that any new evidence was very late in coming to light.
Now, unless if he can prove his comments and also that he can base it up with hard evidence, I doubt that it will hold up in court. Two is that, again, that his testimony is very late, that the courts have already put their decision.
So why did the defence team not bring this evidence to light? The Wire interviewed Riando Tambunan, a member of the defence team. He said their evidence was hampered by the limited scope of the FBI investigation. Co-author Edmund Kirksey said that the defence team was also operating on a limited budget, and the West Papuans spoke only limited Indonesian and did not trust their lawyers because they were Indonesians. also.
I think we've got to, you know, keep in mind the really, you know, the political context in which this was taking place, and you know, the country where it was taking place. Routinely in Indonesia, you know, judges, much less defense attorneys, are assassinated. So, you know, this was a very highly charged case. And, you know, the attorneys were probably sweating bullets.
Looking to the future, the report's authors hope this will prompt a re-examination of the evidence surrounding this case by both Indonesian and US authorities. And former US Embassy Political Secretary Edmund McWilliams believes the US and Australian governments must press for greater reforms within the Indonesian military.
Both governments would like to see progress for Indonesian democracy and a much healthier human rights environment there. We have to find ways to deal with the principal threat to democracy and human rights in Indonesia, and that is the Indonesian military.